Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Alan Wiggins. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mike Young. Batting seventh. The DH, Wayne Gross. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Floyd Rayford. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Storm Davis. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mark Gilbert. Batting second. The second baseman, Brian Little. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The DH, Jerry Hairston. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gene Nelson. And now, play ball. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gilbert. Lacy reaches second base with a double. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gilbert. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Lacy scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gilbert. Murray reaches second base with a double. Ripken scores. It's 2-0, Orioles. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Murray moves to third. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert strikes out. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey takes first base on ball four. Gross moves to second. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-1 in the game. Wiggins hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken throws to second for one, and Wiggins throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Fisk moves to second. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fisk moves to third. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines, who is chasing the ball. Ripken reaches third base with a triple. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Murray strikes out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn strikes out. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a line drive towards third. Rayford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Mark Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Gilbert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Guillen scores. It's 2-1, Orioles. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-1 in the game. Little hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0-for-1 in the game. Rayford hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dempsey hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Orioles. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-2 in the game. Wiggins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lacy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lacy moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Gilbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Walker moves to second. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dan Spillner now pitching. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young strikes out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rayford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynn moves to second. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gilbert bunts towards third. Rayford can't make a play. That's a base hit. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-2 in the game. Little hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-3 in the game. Wiggins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gilbert. Wiggins reaches second base with a double. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lacy hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wiggins moves to third. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Wiggins scores. It's 5-1, Orioles. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Gilbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Walker hits a line drive into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hairston hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Hairston reaches second base with a double. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle hits a line drive into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Orioles. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Little settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rayford hits a line drive into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Dempsey hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mark Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gilbert is called out on strikes. Two outs. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-3 in the game. Little hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Stanton now pitching. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Lacy hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Wiggins moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to second for the out. Wiggins moves to third. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Gilbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wiggins tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 7-1, Orioles. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Davis covering, for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Walker is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive towards third. Rayford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Gleaton now pitching. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Roenick pinch hits for Wayne Gross. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick hits a line drive into center field. Gilbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Rayford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rayford moves to second. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Wiggins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kittle, who is chasing the ball. Wiggins reaches third base with a triple. Rayford scores. Dempsey goes all the way around to score. It's 9-1, Orioles. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Lacy takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Shelby now playing left field. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hairston hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kittle takes first base on ball 4. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a line drive into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kittle moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Guillen hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.